Section 2. You will hear a tour guide talking to her tour group. First, you will have time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
We're approaching Gateman's house now, which is at the entrance to Lord Thundleberry's estate. The tour shall begin shortly, so I want to draw your attention to a few things on the map and remind everyone of the itinerary. First of all, we're going to head to the Lord's residence to view the inside of this beautiful 18th century building. After that, we've a short trip across the road to the Classic Car Centre. This showcases the Lord's personal collection of classic cars, one of the largest in the world. Then, we'll head back down the road leading away from the Lord's residence and take a right. This will lead us up to the organic farm. Here, you'll learn how to grow your own organic vegetables and taste some of the fresh food that is made by the estate's excellent on-site chefs. From the organic farm, we'll head to the other side of the main road. You are likely to catch sight of many deer grazing on this part of the estate. On the right-hand side of the road, there's the wine museum that's close to the vineyard you see on the map there. After that, we'll head back to Gatesman's house for afternoon tea. Once we've had some refreshments, we'll jump back onto the bus and drive a little way up the road to the estate library, which is on the right-hand side. The library has a huge collection of books, so you are sure to find something of interest there. Next, we're on to the old mill, which is just a little way up the minor road across from the library. Finally, we'll continue on up the minor road until we come to the great waterfall. This is a spectacular feature of the estate and one of the largest man-made waterfalls in the British Isles. It won't fail to impress, I can assure you.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Now, I just have a few guidelines to outline before we embark on our tour. First of all, please bear in mind that this is the private residence of the Lord, and it is a privilege to be shown around the estate. The estate is only open for pre-arranged visits. I would ask all of you to be on the best possible conduct and keep noise levels down in consideration of the people who live and work here. This is, after all, a fully functional estate and the main residency of Lord Thundleberry himself. Please refrain from wandering away from the main tour party. Areas of the estate which have restricted access should not be trespassed under any circumstances. If anyone fails to observe these rules, our tour group could be evicted immediately. Finally, it will be some time before we return to the Gatesman's house for afternoon tea. So I suggest we set aside a half hour or so to enjoy the packed lunch that the tour organiser provided in the Rose Gardens outside the Lord's residence at around midday. OK, if no one has any questions, shall we proceed?
That's the end of section two. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.